Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Allred's first pitch swinging in the right. Barker loads up. Davis to the plate. Save! Texas Tech has done it!
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Now 2-2. That ball's belted high and deep to left. It's hooking. Will it stay fair? It will, and it's gone. How about Trent Carraway in this Corvallis Regional? He has homered in all five games for Oregon State.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Hit out towards center field. Hogarth underneath it. Murray State races into Super Regional for the first time in program history.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Couldn't get rid of him. He's back. Bill Orem, guest hosting with me, in for Dirt.
That's the welcome I wanted.
He won't leave.
He won't leave, damn it. He just won't leave. Swag, welcome in.
Hi.
How we doing?
We're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Summer Swag off to a good start?
Summer Swag did not get as much golf as I would have liked to.
Mm.
It is tech week, so my wife's play that she is acting in and producing for the first time, opening night is Thursday. I was available to be of assistance.
So when your wife is doing a show,
yes,
I'd imagine she's not the only one doing the show. Even though you're not in the show and you haven't written the show, you're also, it's show week for you too.
Because
you got to lock in, right? The meals, the helping, the planning.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
The carrying the equipment, all that stuff.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wait, your wife is an actor producer.
Actor, director, and for the first time now, this is her first foray into producing.
Does that make her a member of SWAG-AFTRA?
No.
No, it does not.
No.
He wishes it did, though. That was a nice little joke you had there.
Yeah.
You know, you were very interesting yesterday. We people that text me about black licorice, just unsolicited, that happened more than I expected.
Yeah, that was like getting into my Twitter feed, and I'm like...
But all positive, I assume.
Not a single one.
Oh, get out of here.
No.
We got to get that microphone closer so everybody can hear
get
it.
Get out of here.
There we go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There it is.
I had people asking me if you were a real human.
That may not be. I may not. It's possible.
I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then the funniest part about it was, I don't know what time I text you, but I text him because, you know, I forgot to tell him that when he came in, we have coffee back in a kitchen area that he didn't know about.
We hadn't had it for a little bit.
Well, Odyssey. But I was telling him, and so instead I thought, you know, it'd be really nice. He came in here, he woke up.
Yeah.
He's taken some of our crap, and he's hanging out with us. Exactly. It's the nicest thing you can do.
And he came back today.
So I'd buy him a coffee
yeah.
right across the street
that
from our fine
friends. That
place
doesn't open until 7.
Don't get me started on that topic.
I know.
A coffee shop that doesn't open until 7 is...
What are we doing?
That's wild. So I wanted to order him a coffee, and I go, hey, man, what coffee do you want? Is there any other way but black?
Exactly.
And look, I know you yeah. drink black coffee.
That's right.
My uncle drank black coffee. My stepdad drank black coffee.
Yeah.
But, like, in lieu of what happened with the black licorice, I just, what a psycho. Just an absolute psycho. Loves bad flavor and no flavor.
You know, it's like that Hozier song, I drink my coffee black.
Yes.
My whiskey neat, my coffee black, yes. my licorice black. That's exactly how the
that's
song goes.
That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you too.
I did realize at one point, though, is I do like intense kind of bitter flavors.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because I, you know, go to dinner, maybe have a little bit of, you know, as an aperitif, a digestif. What is it? I'm blanking. But yeah, that I'll think of it in a second.
What the hell is a digestif?
A digestif.
What is that?
It's like a little after dinner cocktail.
What did you get on your SAT verbal? I mean,
Fernet Branca is what I'm talking about.
Oh, there
you have a little Fernet after dinner.
He has no idea.
This is a palate cleanser.
Yes.
Like you go to sushi and you just like crush the ginger.
That's swag. That's right up Swag's alley.
Okay.
You and Swag actually might be more alike than you think.
My wife listened to the show yesterday. She's like, when do you guys talk about sports?
Well,
it's a cover.
You know, yeah, sports show. Well, it's June. It's June 3rd. What do you want from me?
What do you want?
You want me to break down the NFL schedule release? What do you want here? I thought we talked decent.
We can delve into Texas Tech ending the rain in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, how about that? That was pretty crazy. I mean, look, there's sports, but I'm also more curious about people.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year when the finals haven't started. Like, we're going to talk hockey?
Tomorrow we'll talk hockey.
Well,
that'll be game one.
Stanley Cup
Blue
finals.
Blue Line
game
Brandon
one.
Will come out.
Blue Line Brandon knows who's going to win the cup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not only
like
will
it.
We have all of the NBA finals games between 9-10 and the fan, we will have all of the Stanley Cup finals games between 9-10 and the fan.
Are they going to go back and forth until they travel? The schedule? Is it?
Yeah, they're all on alternating days. There's
Friday,
no,
Saturday.
Yeah, they're all on different days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you will be able to. There's not a double up.
I realized yesterday in watching Oregon State thump USC how much it was nice to just have day baseball and baseball that kind of mattered to a region on. That time of day, Bill, 3 o'clock, perfect.
It was great. You can go to a bar to watch it if you want. You can kind of keep an eye on it while you're sitting at your desk at work, whatever your situation is. It was just kind of perfect. It's over in time for dinner, Jeopardy, whatever your flavor of the month is after 7 o'clock.
This guy.
I know.
He texted me yesterday. We got into we play these New York Times games, so we were talking about this yesterday on the show, Swag.
In addition, they have more than just Wordle.
But like Wordle and like the Mini Cross, and they got a couple other games.
Okay.
And so I told him I play him, and I thought it was really cool to say that like the quickest I've ever done, the Mini Cross is like a minute 20, minute 30.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me, and I thought he was going to be like, dude, that's pretty good. And he goes,
it's not.
It takes you longer than 20 seconds, and I'm just like, there's like 7 words.
Yeah.
And yesterday there was a skirt you wear with pointy shoes. And I just got to that and I basically quit. I thought for like 4 minutes and I just like, what?
Not pointy shoes, point shoes with an E.
Yeah, okay.
Meaning ballet, tutu.
I had no clue. I had no clue at all. I gave up actually and he just texted me 18 seconds. I'm like, how is that even possible? I don't know.
So well, is he going to go up? Nerdy. So I know up in Seattle later this summer they're going to have the world's Rubik's Cube Championship.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna go up and cover
cover it. Maybe I don't. It's not on my current agenda, but sure.
Okay.
More likely to cover it than participate. I've never solved a Rubik's Cube. Oh, okay. Those don't make sense to me.
I want to ask you: have you ever used the cover of your job to go cover something that you're interested in that might not be necessarily for the job, but
front
you use the
front page of the sports.
You use the journalism badge to
That's
get
a
into
good question.
Something.
No,
because I have.
What's yours?
I'd be honest with you. We being in the trust tree here.
Sure. Yeah. It's just you and me. Nobody's,
I have
no,
abused
else.
The living hell out of my media credential.
Mm.
Now, not at like the Blazer games. The one time at a Blazer game, I did get cover from my friend. Got him a radio media pass. He was a big mellow guy, so we went to the Knicks game. He didn't cheer. I said, "You cannot cheer." But like when we went to the back tunnel, Melo walked by, he got a photo with him. Okay. That was a real cool moment. So that was like one of my first abuses of the badge. The second is like if I'm in another city and I'm not really covering anything, I will email SIDs, communications people, and be like, hey, I'm so-and-so from this. Can I get a media credential? And they'll almost always accommodate.
See, and I don't think that's an abuse. I think because like look at your job, right? Like mm-hmm. your job is the universe of sports.
It kind
of
is.
So
yeah,
it works. You might be talking about the Minnesota Twins on a Tuesday. You might be. You might be talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, it's so having a level of familiarity or being able to tell a story about walking through the tunnels in Target Center in Minneapolis, that is your job. So I don't think that's an abuse. Taking your friend, we're gonna have to have a conversation about that one off air. But,
oh, what media members haven't done that?
I don't think
come
I have.
On,
I'm a
on.
I'm a true blue ethicist.
You just told me yesterday that if Montana's about to beat Oregon, you will be rooting for a team.
Well, so what I was going to say, though, to your point about like...
that is completely the opposite.
But it hasn't happened yet.
yeah, but I bet you're rooting hard in Husky Stadium.
But I'll tell you, when Montana played Washington? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was sitting on my couch in L.A. when the Grizz beat Washington. There that was a great day. But did you see that the Grizz got on Oregon State's schedule in 2028?
I didn't see that.
So that game, I mean, it's going to be real tough for me.
So you'll be wearing the colors?
No, I will be wearing the colors, although I might... Like, I think when Oregon played
UW... Was Montana going to be the eighth team in the new pack?
It's possible.
Do we need an eighth team?
They got to get one here.
We're not
shortly.
Going anywhere without Montana State, as much as I hate to say it.
Oh, really?
We're committed to our rival. We wouldn't leave them behind.
Yeah.
So what I will say is, November 15th this year, the Beavers are at Tulsa. Oregon has Minnesota at home. Mm-hmm. But the game of the week, the game of the year... is going to be Portland State at Providence Park against the Grizz.
Why is that the game of the year?
Because it's at Providence Park and it's against the Grizz.
But, like, Portland State's never good.
No, but, no, that's not the point.
You're shouldn't you guys win that game by 20?
Yes, or more, but that's where...
Just that,
but journalistically, that is where my attention is going to be on November 15th.
So are you paying for tickets for that game?
No, I will write that game.
But that's kind of what I'm saying.
I know.
Is,
I'm yeah. answering your question.
Okay,
this is
there
as far
You're playing
as I
the
would
game.
Go.
All right.
I would make a journalistic judgment.
Okay.
That the most important game in the state of Oregon on November 15th is not Oregon, Minnesota. I'm not going to Tulsa with the Beavers. I need to be at Providence Park for the game of the century.
I would say that there's been randoms. I think I know. I've shared this one with the audience at Swag before. But when I was working for Comcast back in the day, Oregon State was terrible. So they said, hey, could you cover the Pac-12 championship team? It's going to be UCLA. It was that Neuheisel UCLA mm-hmm. team that was garbage. And I said, sure. So they flew me to LA. I had covered their practice. I had nothing else to do. I was super bored. And I saw the schedule, and I saw that Rick Majerus and St. Louis were in town to play LMU. So I reached out to LMU. I said, yo, I'm in town for this. Could I get a media pass? So I went to LMU's campus. Gorgeous, by the way.
Yep. Westchester.
And I'm sitting right where Gathers had died. Like, the table, like, I'm literally in the seat next to where, and they're, oh, he died right here. It's really weird. And before the game starts, I'm just sitting down. I'm talking to nobody. And the guy who
just
played...
Just, like, talking to yourself? Like, sort
no,
of
I
like
just
kind of
watching. I'm like, hey, I can see Rick Majerus, college basketball. This is cool. And the guy who played Eddie Winslow is there, and he taps me on the shoulder. I turn around, and I'm instantly in my mind like, oh, my God, yeah. Eddie Winslow. And he just starts talking to me. He thought I was somebody else. He thought I was a different white. And so he just starts, like, going on, and, hey, man, you go come to the party. It could be the Hills, me and GP. And I look down, and GP is Gary Payton, and Gary Payton is at this game, and that's my all-time favorite basketball player. And now I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, do I interrupt this story and tell this guy that we don't know each other? Nope. I rode that out like a wave, dude. I post-game, I go up to GP, I meet him, I get a photo, and my media pass is hanging off my neck. I'm doing no work. And the guy playing Eddie Winslow comes back up and says, all right, man, we're going to this party up in the hills. And he's like, hit me up. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll hit you up, man. Obviously, I didn't have his phone number.
You should have hit him up.
I wish I would have.
Just you could have easily said
that could
hey,
be the greatest I've, night of abusing the power.
I
of
lost
all.
Your number. Like, yeah. Get me back in your phone.
I probably should have done that.
Mistake.
I felt a little out of place. How often are you ready to talk to a childhood TV star? You know what I mean? Like, whoever that is for you.
I'm always on alert for that.
What's a show that you watched a lot?
Wishbone.
Who's in Wishbone?
That little cute little dog. Jack Russell Terrier. Wishbone.
I don't know.
I'm learning a lot about newspaper people. I know. I mean, they're in a different world than I am. We got a loaded show today. We have a lot to get to, Bill. A lot of sports going on. Yesterday, an emotion was brought out of me watching that Oregon State final against USC. Something I was not necessarily planning for or prepared for. Ooh. I'll tell you what that is at 7 a.m. as Oregon State has punched their ticket to the Super Regionals. We got some football on the schedule. We got mail sack to get into, so get those mail sack questions in. I'm trying to access the fan text line. My account on the fan text line has been changed, so all I'm getting is promotional codes. I can't read text right now. So we have a little bit of a mail sack problem potentially brewing. So we'll get into that today. It is a loaded show. Joe Freeman's going to join us at 8:30. Dirt and Sprague, let's get it going next on The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here with a Bill Orem edition hanging out with us today. Nemec's going to guest host tomorrow with us. So we'll be hanging out, and then Dirt will be back on Thursday. We'll get to the baseball stuff. Unexpected emotions that I felt yesterday watching Oregon State USC baseball, something I was not going to be aware of feeling. And then I got a segment that's more up Swag's alley than Orem's alley. And I'm just curious how much Bill Orem will have to offer as he's frantically looking for Jameis Winston baseball stats during the break.
It's fun.
What brought that up? Just the Florida State thing?
Florida State.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to have questions for Joe Freeman about the greatest Florida State baseball players.
Yeah, I do too. Also asked him off the air as I was trying to get him on the show yesterday, and I'm like, you're going to be emotionally conflicted somewhat, right? And he's like, eh, it's got to feel weird.
Be like if the Grizz were playing in the College World Series.
Do you just every time you can?
Or if the Grizz had a baseball program.
Where did you almost go to school outside of Montana? What schools did you apply to?
I applied to U of O, Washington State, U of M, LSU.
People accuse you sometimes being an OSU honk, and that's funny. You applied to UO.
I get that both ways. Don't worry.
Oh, do you?
It's pretty balanced, yeah.
Really? Duck honk?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go to Oregon?
I felt the pull of going out of state.
Mm.
I liked the smaller community feel of the University of Montana at Missoula.
Okay.
River runs through it.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, really cool place. Wasn't because the journalism dean mispronounced my name during our entire first meeting. Like, I went in to go visit and, like, you know, do I want to go to school here? And he was kept calling me Bill, what did he call me? Bill Rome.
Bill Rome?
Yeah.
Like, starts with an O.
I think his assistant had like put it in the in the calendar. Like she heard all the right letters. She just put them in the wrong order.
Oh, I forgot to ask you yesterday. You said as a kid you were called William.
Yeah.
When does one jump from the William to Bill?
Between 7th and 8th grade on a 5-week national parks road trip with my mom.
Really?
Yeah. I remember being in like
No, I did.
I remember being in like small markets, like grocery stores in various small Colorado towns. And my mom being like two aisles over, being like, William, William.
And you just
be like, I hate the way that sounds.
Really?
I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, I was wondering yesterday on my drive, when does one go from like a Billy to Bill or a Willie to a Will? You know, whatever. You guys got.
Never was a Willie.
Never was a Willie.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Tried on Will for a little bit, but.
Will and Bill is such a different thing.
Totally different vibe.
Somehow it's the same, and I don't get it.
Totally different vibe, and I just realized this.
Like, we had a Will Ortner yesterday, but we had a Bill Orem in.
Wills are cool.
Yeah.
Bills are old men.
Bills are old souls that are smart with mustaches. Yeah. I have the same thing in my head, yeah.
Yeah, that always kind of struck me as a more natural fit.
Speaking of a natural fit, Boise State, I feel like they already did this, but they notified again and confirmed.
I think they actually filed the paperwork because I saw something San Diego State and a couple others did the same.
Well, I thought they had already done that, and so when
they
I saw
declared,
this, I was like,
I do declare.
Boise State officially announcing they're moving to the Pac-12 from the Mountain West, with them and the group of schools from the Mountain West going to this new stupid Pac-12 that I hate and I will probably always hate, so screw all these schools. They are still one school short of needing the 8 football schools. The cool thing, I still like that they got Gonzaga St. Mary's for all the other sports. I think that's cool, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think St. Mary's
Did they get St. Mary's?
No. Okay. No, just Gonzaga.
Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. They will get St. Mary's.
And Grand Canyon.
And Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Grand Canyon.
Thank you. That's who it
said,
was.
Said, oh, we're coming to the WCC. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
We're jumping
just
to the
kidding.
Pac-12.
Zags bailed.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting for that final school.
Yes.
I'll ask you, Will Orem, is there a cool team out there that would make a lot of sense for this conference, this new put-together conference in 2026?
I mean, I know that the Mountain West is banded together and, you know, they have, you know, a grant of rights and all that. But my understanding is there's still contingencies on that have to be delivered for that conference to remain locked in. Mm-hmm. I still wouldn't count out UNLV like before this is all said and done. Like that to me remains the obvious choice. Now, how many times do you want to go knocking on that door after being rejected multiple times?
They're connected to Nevada, correct? They have that weird like in-state thing.
I don't think that is unbreakable. Mm-hmm. Now that said, like I have been loudly braying about the indignity of Oregon leaving Oregon State behind. So if there's a similar vibe in Nevada, like good on UNLV for, you know, not necessarily, you know, shivving UNR on its way out as well. So fine, whatever. I've always been a Texas State guy. I think there's a lot of growth potential in Texas State. Sounds like UTSA not happening. Boy, I haven't thought about this in a while. It's been.
I hadn't either until yesterday when they announced this.
Is the Memphis Tulane thing off the table?
That's what I was going to ask too. Because I think Memphis Tulane gives you a real like good geographic footprint and travel.
I thought that
there.
Was strictly just about covering some of their costs to make all the moves.
Well, it is. So remember, we had a Memphis guy on, not Gary Parrish. It was a previous guest. So this was a couple months ago, and we basically threw at the end of the interview, like, "Hey, Memphis Pac-12," and he said, "We all want it."
Yeah.
But they're not. He doesn't think they're going to do it. He's like, I don't think they're going to do it. Everybody wants it. They're not going to do it.
Because the president kind of shut it down, right?
Yeah, and I think it's for the reason Swag is saying is like the travel costs versus what they would make.
Well, that and some of their exit costs to get out of whatever conference they're still in.
But all that was decided before Gonzaga joined for basketball.
Yeah.
And like when you're talking about a – because right now, I mean, this is a solid football conference. It's a good football
conference. It's a better basketball.
Really good basketball
conference. It is developing into a, you know, a really, really good basketball conference.
Yeah.
And especially if you bring in Memphis, you know, with what Penny's done there, you know, I think there's a lot of appeal.
I tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we have any indication that them or –
I don't think we have any indication that there is an eighth school like that. There's
but isn't
no
that? I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah, right. Like,
do
yeah.
they?
There's a requirement
think,
there.
Do you think they have somebody in their back pocket if they can't get what they want?
Do you find it interesting
that they can just go, "All right, Sac State, you're in," or somebody
well,
like
Sac
that?
Sac State's a good one, right? Shaq's
They're
running their stuff,
pumping yeah. money into that place left and right.
Well, and you know, I don't. The kid hasn't
it's not,
shown
it's
anything.
It's not as sexy by
they
any
got Rashada,
stretch,
right? Yeah. They landed a quarterback of note, so right. we'll see what happens with that. And I'm okay with it. I would understand. It would make sense travel wise. It's not that expensive. The thing I find interesting is this new conference of teams. Very different from the old Pac-12, feels like they're doing the thing the last Pac-12 did. They're like kind of being braggadocious about how great this is all going to be. And I last time I heard all this, it was being reported and talked about, oh, it's a done deal. It's going to be good. It's going to be this and it's going to be that. And live on the air, the conference died during our show. And I remember just being like, we did 3 hours on the death of our conference. Mm-hmm. Live unexpectedly, and like San Diego State's, I think it was athletic director. He was at a booster party.
Yeah, that was like back in late February, early
March. But
what
was he doing? He was like, "Oh, coming in April. Can't wait for this media deal. That media deal, you wait for you." And I'm like, "It's June."
Yeah.
And so I'm not even trying to point a finger at any one person. I know these people need to be confident. It's starting to smell a little like the old Pac-12 where it. Everybody's acting like it's going to be hyped, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. And I hope it is. For the betterment of that conference, I hope it is. But right now, it just feels like a lot of what the last Pac-12 did. A lot of talk with no real substance.
That's what I was going to say. When it comes to this conference, we're at the point where like we need to see action and you know deliver a product.
Yes.
Because you know the fans of these schools, particularly Oregon State and Washington State, have invested a lot of trust, right? There's been a lot of trust equity without a ton of payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, you know, I loved when the Pac-12 got aggressive and started building the conference with schools. I agree with you. It's a zombie conference that, you know, is not the Pac-12. But, you know, it was about survival for Oregon State and Washington State. Where you needed a home, they didn't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and created one. I think that so far it's basically the best case scenario short of whatever pipe dream of, you know, an ACC or Big 12 invitation, which was not going to materialize. So I give them credit for that. But outside of that, we really haven't seen a lot of action. It's like, you know, what's the song? A little less talk, a lot more action. And that's where you're waiting for the payoff of this trust that Teresa Gould and the conference have been kind of asking for on this whole bumpy journey.
Best guess, I'll ask you quickly, best guess of what you think the per year is with the TV deal. Whatever that TV deal ends up being, which I'd imagine is going to be a big mix of networks.
10.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of in that same ballpark, and there's...
12.
But I feel like there's a lot of fans, and I know it's an optimistic look, that are sitting there telling themselves they're going to be in that 15-18, and I'm like, the last conference couldn't get more than 23.
Right.
Why would I pay...
That was with the Arizona schools and with the Ducks
and
UW. Like,
yes. Why would I pay that close a price for this versus what the other one was?
And for a conference that, you know, its best product is probably going to be basketball.
I mean, it should be. I one of my hot takes was take some of them resources away from football, make basketball matter. You get a lot of units in that tournament. Mm-hmm. And I know we could have a whole podcast probably on Wayne Tinkle as a topic, you and I. Shout out the Grizz. But that if that program can ever just be consistently in a conversation, you're making more money that way. The women are doing it. The men are not. So we'll see. But Boise State officially filing the paperwork, among a few other teams from the Mountain West, of announcing they're joining the Pac-12. That happened yesterday. So I just wanted to pass that along, talk a little college football with Borum, Bill Orem. We have a lot I like Borum, too. We have a lot to get into with Borum. Don't forget mail sack. I was going to say stat or story. Mail sack today is at 8:15. So get the mail sack questions in. I am trying to access the fan text line right now, Swag, having a little bit of technical issue. So we'll get to that, but there's a whole lot more to dive into.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Is it, you said your wife listened to the show and asked if we talk sports. I'd imagine when she listens today, she's really going to be curious to hear Bill Orem, or Borum as we like to call him, the thoughts on Frank Ragnow retiring yesterday.
End of an era.
I mean, it is an end of an era. That's a big, massive loss. In our business, this is a big story. I know maybe not in the columnist local Oregonian paper, the Detroit Lions tackles or center situation is important, but this is very important that the Lions, who are a juggernaut, have lost a key veteran leader on their offensive line.
Yeah, and so late in the spring.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah, the pride of Chanhassen, Minnesota.
Look at you.
Yeah.
See, I think you're sneaky NFL nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Sneaky.
Is it sneaky?
Really sneaky.
Who's your team?
Never had a team.
How do you never have a team?
We grew up in South Tillamook County. There's no.
We're in Portland. We don't have a team.
You're like you're cultured. You're sophisticated. You had cable.
Okay. Well,
we had tin cans.
It wasn't entirely legal.
We had tin cans.
Shout out my Uncle Greg on that one, man.
There you go.
Knew how to manipulate those cable boxes.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, I had a team. A Niners.
Yeah, never did.
A bandwagon kid.
Yeah, but my parents weren't like NFL fans, so I didn't have anything like passed down.
It's kind of remarkable. Your parents sports fans?
So sort of.
You became such a sports guy.
I know it is a little interesting because it wasn't a big sports household. So my dad not a sports guy really, hunting, fishing, but not like team sports.
Mm.
And then my mom's side of the family, I picked up the Blazers.
Okay.
So, like, actually, kind of cool story for me, at least. I don't know if anybody else thinks it's cool. But my grandmother, Louise, who passed away in 2015, she loved watching the Blazers.
R.I.P.
And so that side of my family, my grandmother, my aunt, my mom, loved the Blazers and took me to Blazer games as a kid. And that's probably where I developed my love of, like, of sports. It started with the Blazers.
Being at the arena and feeling that energy.
Yeah,
and
just, like, watching those games. Yeah. Like, great Blazer teams in the early 90s.
Yep.
And those connections that those women in my life helped me form are probably where the whole thing started for me.
The women in your life developing the sports love. Yeah. I love to hear that story. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, kind of going to fly right under the radar, I think, for non-diehard NFL fans that an offensive lineman retired yesterday. And I saw that and I went, whoa.
We had two of them retire.
Well, touche. You did have two of them retire. But, like, that one really hit me because I had high hopes for the Lions this year. Not that they can't be good, but. You know,
we'll find out just how truly great a coach Dan Campbell is. He lost both his coordinators.
Come on, man. Don't we know how good he is?
But this is the test.
Is it?
I think
I would say just coaching the Lions in general was a test.
Well, he did that. But now it is. Can you get him to the promised land?
Yeah, that's a tough test. Not many coaches can pass that test.
That's what I'm saying.
Kyle Shanahan got him there. Can't win it.
I know. Does he elevate to the true high echelon?
I'm surprised to hear you say Campbell has his test now. Not like that.
He lost both his coordinators. Yeah. He's lost now, you know, a four-time Pro Bowl center anchoring the offensive line, which is arguably the best unit of his entire team.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get back, you know, and try to take that final step? Because it's all him now. I mean, he'll put other people in other positions and expect it, but all of that culture building that's been going on and next man up and all of those sorts of things, we'll find out this year.
I'll just ask you this, and then I'll get to what I wanted to get to here. Do you question whether he can do it? Because I don't.
I'm curious if he'll be able to do it this year.
I don't know if they'll have as good a season as they had last year.
That's what I'm curious about is.
Are they that 10-7 feisty ass team that's like, oh, that line toughness coming through yesterday?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I see.
Can they sustain, then can they keep it going as you start to see turnover now?
Right.
Was this his sixth season?
Ooh. Seven.
Seven.
Seven seasons. Yeah. Damn. What a run for Dan Campbell. Couldn't have been a more opposite reaction of press conference, biting kneecap. This guy's a joke. Oh, my God. I think this is one of the best coaches in football.
Yeah.
That's a remarkable turnaround in itself. Remarkable turnarounds happen in sports quite often. And so yesterday I'm texting with a buddy, and I just text out of the blue. Because usually when I'm exercising is like when I'm most clear thought. Like I just random ideas and everything pop into my head at that point. I think it's the endorphins. And I text with this buddy. And I'm like, I've realized that I'm rooting for the Pacers, like, pretty firmly. It's not even, you know, if Oklahoma City does it, cool. I am, like, 110% in the Pacer corner.
Is this because of your predisposition to be a fan of the underdog? Like,
is that.
You got Oregon State. The Blazers have never won anything in our lifetimes.
I think there's an element
because I feel this. I feel this too.
Where you're rooting for the Pacers,
or I just am inherently and I'm drawn to underdogs.
They're a massive underdog. This is a minus 750 favorite they're going against.
And that's funny because I am on the Thunder bandwagon for this because it's all about the basketball team. How this basketball
totally
team
get it
operates. Yep. The kind of basketball they play, their commitment to defense, their commitment to team, and yet they still have a hierarchy, a leadership structure you know, when stuff gets tough, okay, SGA steps in and he's like, I got to figure this out.
They're almost the exact same team, but Oklahoma City's better than them.
Yeah. I mean, but two organizations that are really well run.
Very well
run. That have, you know, for lack of a better term, trusted their process.
Yeah.
Have made smart decisions, haven't rushed things.
I think
built around the right guys.
It's not just the underdog thing. I think it is the ties to here with that organization.
What happened in Seattle and how they got the team and all that stuff. Well, that, there's a lot of bitter blood.
Yeah, there's like a...
I understand it, but this particular basketball team is...
No, I know. I can kind of... I can separate these two. I can say the basketball part of Oklahoma City is one of the best I've ever seen in my life play that sport. I don't want that owner and that city to win a title, but the players obviously are more than willing deserving of it, and they're probably going to win it. But I look at the other side in Indiana, and it kind of leaves me a little hopeful, no matter how far away the Blazers might be, Bill.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, they're Portland East.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, quite literally at their front office positions, they're both guys that were fired by us. So it's the underdog thing. Yeah, I want to get to the coach thing. Like, I think it's a mixed bag, but I am like firmly in, I'm rooting for the Pacers, even though they have the heel of the series, because I think he's a great heel. He knows how to be a heel, and he's really good at doing it.
I think that the thing with the Thunder, have you ever been to an Oklahoma City Thunder game at home?
I hate Oklahoma City. I've been there three times. Have you been to a Thunder game there? No.
Oklahoma City can be rough. I get that. But man, those games, that atmosphere is unbelievable. Like, they do not oversell it on the broadcast. Like, those fans are so locked in. They're so committed. That arena is built for basketball. Like, I will be happy for the fans there. Now, I understand they were gifted a team out of the blue 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. They've been to the finals twice. They've had like 12 MVPs.
Yep.
It's like the greatest run of accidental basketball joy that has ever existed.
They don't really know heartbreak that much, and they don't really know down years. They've had just a few scattered amongst the
years. And then the payoff has been enormous.
It's huge.
When they have sucked.
They have three MVPs.
They've gone from sucking to profound levels of joy and excitement and success.
Yes.
So is it earned? Whatever. But those fans like are so bought in with the team and with that organization. Like, I'm okay with rewarding those fans.
I think the only pushback I would have, and I can hear Dirt saying it now as you say this, because he absolutely hates that team. And for every reason you could possibly imagine. Are they, though? Have they gone through 5-6 years of losing the way other fan bases have? And are they still showing up wearing them shirts and still standing until their team score? Like, how are they when they have to go more than 4 years of losing? Not that they're in that position, because they're not. They're really well run.
It's not their fault that Sam Presti's really good at his job.
He's maybe the best at his job of everybody in the league. That's the part of it that's like, I will agree, because you've obviously been in that arena. You've heard it. You've seen it. I haven't. I've only been to the city. But I haven't seen them also be really bad for like 5 years to see what then that fan base is like in that situation.
It's interesting, too, because, you know, go back 15, 20 years or whatever when the Blazers had like a massive sellout streak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Blazers were universally like just seen as having the best fan base in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, one of those things that just people just said as a statement of fact, oh, the best fans in the NBA are in Portland. And nobody would say that right now. And that's not a critique of, you know, any Blazer fan who's listening to this, I'm sure.
No.
I think you are right that there is an erosion once team success goes away, once fans feel disrespected by the team, the fans feel like the team is not working on behalf of fans.
Yes, consistency drops, and it's like, well, you guys aren't doing what you're supposed to do. Why am I still paying?
Well, and like, I've been to, you know, I mean, I've been to every NBA arena at this point, but like, you know, the Sixers, great example. Like, that, when that team stunk, there was no one there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the process and all of that. And it's like, oh, are the Sixers ever going to get their fans back? And then Joel Embiid's an MVP and that place is rocking and they're, you know, then the fans are there.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, bad example, because that organization has been a total roller coaster, but fans are very like elastic when it comes to, you know, whether they're going to show up for their team, because all it takes is winning. Blazer fans are going to pump, you know, the Moda Center, you know, full as soon as that team gets, you know, gets really competitive and feisty and fun.
Like, I'd argue they did at the end of last year when they went on that win streak, and when they started winning games in the back half, it felt like that Moda Center was 90% full. And
but then does that lead to? But then does that lead to organizations being able to sort of shake their fans for granted? Like, if you know they're going to come back if you start winning in 3 years.
There's an element of a team having that, I think, saying, like, you know, if this thing is competent and decent, people show up, they want to watch, they want to have fun, they want to be entertained. The other element I'm rooting for Indiana for is on the sideline. And I want to talk about that coming up next. Mm-hmm. This the part of the finals that I think is very interesting and kind of flying under the radar. So we'll get into that next on The Fan. I'll tell you right now, man, I don't know if Bill Orme's in therapy, but given my relationship with therapy, sounds like therapy could be fun for Bill Orme.
I that's why I'm here. I'm here for the commercial break therapy, the CBT.
It's nice that we're in different industries. It's nice to hear that people in different industries, but the same category, deal with the exact same things.
Yeah, we're in the same umbrella industry, right?
Yeah, we definitely are.
Sports media, relationship business.
Yep.
Married with youngish kids.
Yeah, yeah. Feeling old when we're not that old, but feeling old.
Yeah, things catching up with us a little faster than they used to.
They sure do.
I'm drinking tea out of a wine glass this morning. Like, my goodness.
Yeah, do you need coffee?
No, I had coffee. I had my coffee this morning.
Okay.
I'm taking the tea just for, like, you know, trying to keep it a little level. Oh. Still getting over a little something. Had the flu last week.
Oh, nice. Did you get that summer COVID strain that they're trying to warn us about?
It was... Well, I'm assuming, so my youngest son tested positive for influenza B, so I'm assuming that's what I had.
I feel like more people this year are getting sick, and it's summer, and I'm like kind of thrown off by that. I have players on my basketball team that are getting sick. I'm like, what? I'm getting sick right now.
I don't know.
It's summertime, but allergies, I don't know.
Not summer yet.
So no more kids in my house, so I get to dodge a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you do, you lucky bastard. You get to dodge it all. You know who doesn't?
But you know he's missing out on, though?
What?
The love.
He's kind of actually at the sweetest spot of his life. He's in his early 50s. His kid is responsible for himself living in Bend with a job, and he has no other obligations.
But think of the snuggles. The cuddles.
Yeah.
No.
You know, you live him, and then you're done with him. You're like, I don't need him, and that's what the wife is for.
Across that mountain range.
If I need cuddles, the wife is the cuddle. She's the little spoon. Let's get it going. I get my cuddle fix in. An element of the finals we didn't talk about, and we don't have enough time to dive into it fully here. The reason I give the Pacers more of a shot than I think everybody else, I was texting with Ben Golliver yesterday. He's going to be on the show Thursday. And I was like, I think the Pacers can make this a little feisty. And he's like, I don't. And I totally get it, 100%. The Carlisle element of this, not that he's going to way out coach Daigneault, because that's a good coach too in Oklahoma City. This guy's going to have a trick up his sleeve. There's going to be something that I think he's going to be able to do, a lever he's going to pull. And that is one reason, a huge reason, why I give the Pacers a shot in this series, more so than maybe, say, Vegas.
Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches that the NBA has seen in the last of this generation.
If he wins a title, he's the fourth coach to ever win a championship with two different teams.
Yeah, and he's taken now three teams to the finals. Mm-hmm. He's you know, obviously one of the great tacticians, motivators, thinkers of the game. That said, when you're at this point, like, coaches can kind of win moments, I think. Mm-hmm. Coaches can win certain plays. They can win, like, certain high leverage situations.
Agree.
I think it's really hard for a coach to swing a series.
Did he swing the 11 series against Miami to you?
I just feel like Miami lost it. Like, the Heat weren't ready.
Yeah, 2-1 in that series, weren't they? Yeah. And they lost three straight games. Yeah. I'm with you largely. I think most instances I agree. I just wonder if he's different.
Hmm.
He's kind of, you know, we counted him out a little bit. Didn't work in Dallas. Here he is in Indiana.
Think when he left Dallas for Indiana?
Didn't think he was the guy.
I thought that was such a peculiar move.
Well, I mean, they were going for stability and consistency.
Blazers
and
assistant Nate Bjorkgren was the head coach there. Like, that was a disaster. Only like 20 minutes ago.
We are unfortunately on a hard clock, Bill, so we have to get to the second hour. Ooh. Otherwise, I'm going to cut off like a national show. Loaded second hour. The Beavers are in the Super Regionals. Let's talk about that. Kickoff hour number two. Mitch Canham, next on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.